admired you. I knew you could be trusted. I'm sure no one saw me when I came in. I could think of nowhere else. You are silent. I understand. I don't expect you to embrace me. I know your heart, like mine, has suffered to see our people in the misery caused by that man. Yes, brother, I killed him. He was dangerous, a reactionary. But after the deed, I could not find the friend who'd agree to drive me to safety.
What have I done to inspire this confidence? Is he mad? He's only an acquaintance. We've shared a table in the dining hall, passing pleasantries, that's all. When will the police arrive? There must be thousands out looking for this man. This man walking up and down here in my room. He must have been seen. The man's my doom.
No one knows I am here.
He must have been seen.
No one would look for me.
He must have been seen.
I know you have no family to whom my presence here might bring harm.
The man's my doom.
Enough homes have been ruined. Enough Russian homes have been ruined. They will never know I was in your room. I could think of nowhere else.
I see myself now shut up in a fortress, deported by an administrative order. My life now is broken, ruined, robbed of all hope. I'm bound for a miserable life under the eyes of the police in some small faraway provincial town, without any friends or family here to plead for me. I see myself dying alone in some filthy hole of a room, or on the sordid bed of a government hospital.
You see a terrorist, a destroyer, but the destroyers are those who kill progress and truth. We are but avengers. We kill men who trample human dignity. Men like me are necessary to make way for men like you. My life is already sacrificed, yet I'll escape if I can. My escape will serve to terrorize our oppressors more. All I want you to do is help me vanish.
Within the hour, with every moment, the danger grows. If I sent him out now, he'd surely be caught
coming
from my room.
They will never know I was in your room.
yes or no. Yes, men like me leave no posterity, but I have a sister, she's with my mother. I persuaded them to leave the country. She's not a bad girl. She has the most trusting eyes in the world. I hope she'll marry and have happy children. My father was a small official with a little land in the provinces, but I am not like him. They say I'm like my mother's brother. They shot him in 28 under Nicholas. This is war, war, but it's weary work. I have no one. I'm just a man with a mind of no importance to anyone, unless maybe the landlady. You come from your province, but all this land is mine, for I have nothing. Yes, of course.